Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the Tire!
Well, good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. It is Margarita here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull, and I am really excited because this is my first ever live blog talk radio show, Pitbull Empowerment, and I have with me today the wonderful, the brilliant, the amazing Lauren Clement. Hi, Lauren.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are.
And good night. Yes. It's really wonderful to have you here, and I'm going to be, Lauren is an award-winning personal branding expert, and she helps thought leaders, change makers, business owners, entrepreneurs to be well-known, well-paid and wanted through the art of personal branding, and she's a pure genius. And Lauren is going to be sharing with you today some absolute gold about how you can lift your personal brand so you stand out above the crowd, and you, because there's so many people out there in the marketplace that it's really important that you stand out, you have a really solid personal brand in the marketplace. And Lauren's going to share with you how to do this morning, so you'll be able to charge what you are worth and what you deserve. This is so important. Because too many of you people out there are just too brilliant and not getting paid anywhere near enough. And Lauren's going to help you to fix that today, aren't you, Lauren?
Absolutely.
Okay, so before we get started today, what I'm going to do is, what I do is, as a mindset mentor and a light worker, one of my gifts is sound healing. And I have decided that because it's my show, I'm going to do a sound healing each time before we get into the interview. So this is about elevating your consciousness, your vibration, getting into a mindset of abundance and success and well-being. So this is just 5 minutes for you to be able to go inside and focus internally on you and to be the best that you can possibly be. So if everybody listening just sits in a nice comfortable position and breathe in really deeply, close your eyes. And just imagine what it's like having everything just the way you want it. So having customers and clients banging at your door, basically. You're in demand. You've got a really nice, profitable business happening. You are doing what you love and being the best that you can possibly be. What does that look like for you? Really focus on that. How can that be easy? This is about getting into a vibration where everything is effortless and that you are just in the zone. This is about getting in the zone. So taking a nice deep breath, being fully present, letting go of any stresses, any concerns that you have. That's right.
Thank you.
Ianti Kone Yanto Yatnatsa. Nimprati Shanta. Kitianta, koliamenta, tratti conta iala, minzan preta, chiata son, scintala, et cimenta, reta, zia, doscian chiazza, koliama, ita prela, dozzi, scintiala, minzare, cazzi conta, iala pranza, scionti alenna, chiata pranna, ia scianziaca, toliamenta, drattica, eta mia, sotta, ea, tria, Minsa retanna, ia shansanta kotia, etsia miata. Iantatsia kona. Minsan tre ilat sota, ik nyansa kona. Shinsa retenna. And taking a deep breath. Bringing your awareness back into the room. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, now staying fully present, everybody. You want to be present for this because it is going to be a cracker with Lauren. If you'd like to know more about me and you'd like to join my tribe, then you can actually join the 21 Days of Tapping into Abundance program, which my other thing is Emotional Freedom Technique. I love EFT tapping. So the 21 Days of Tapping into Abundance is 21 days of videos all about abundance. Plus, you get a sound healing all for free. It's at pitbullmindset.com/abundance-tapping. Head on over there, join the tribe. People are getting extraordinary results from that. But now, I'm so excited to have you here, Lauren. Let me introduce Lauren. She is totally amazing. I am going to tell my story with Lauren about how she helped me to rebrand my business. Boy, wasn't that a journey and a half. And Lauren really held my hand and guided me through it, which was awesome. So we'll tell you that soon. But come on in, Lauren, and give us a little bit of your background first before we launch into the questions that are going to really help everybody to get their personal brand humming.
Oh, thank you so much, Margarita. I'm just really enjoying the fact that I got a complimentary sound healing from you today. It was so good. So love what you do. I mean, you're an opera singer by trade. You've got the amazing voice, but you're using it for such an impactful purpose. I just love it. And I'm sure everybody else who's listening has just sat there going, wow, I feel amazing now after that. I am going to be the cheeky monkey. I was born in the year of the monkey. And I do suggest that if you want to listen to Margarita's amazing podcast and get those incredible sound healings, don't do it while you're driving because you need to close your eyes. You can certainly listen to it while you're commuting, but not while driving, I would suggest.
Definitely not a good idea.
But look, thank you so much. That was just phenomenal. I love every time you do sound healings, and I've been with you live as well, and it's the same just over the airwaves. Amazing technology.
Thank you,
Margarita. Your technique is unbelievable. So my background is in advertising and brand management, but it goes right back, and I actually encourage my clients to do this, to go right back to your childhood and think about what affected your life, what you did naturally, what skills and talents, but also what difficulties and maybe disabilities even that you had as a child that make you who you are. Oprah Winfrey, who's probably one of the most powerful personal brands on the planet, I love her to pieces, once talked about the thread that follows you all the way through your life. And with her, of course, at 3 years old, she was standing up in front of the church and leading the worship. And she is such an orator. She's an amazing speaker. And she made that her life as a TV journalist and running her own hosting her own shows and so on, everything she's done. She talked about her EA, all she ever wanted to do. Can you imagine being the EA to Oprah, how organized you'd have to be?
I know.
And this woman, I can't remember her name, but all she wanted for her 6th birthday was a filing cabinet. So do you know what I mean? It's really funny to go back in life to when you were little. Were you always dancing around and singing and helping people, Margarita, when you were little? I bet you had lots of pets.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I had loads of pets because, you know, I do love animals. I have two horses and three dogs, and that's nowhere near enough for me. I can't wait to get my farm. Yeah, and, you know, the funny thing is that I always wanted to be a doctor as a kid. And now I got to be something way cooler than a doctor. I got to be a healer.
Absolutely. Well, that's the whole thing, isn't it? Being having that healing from right when you were little. It's funny, I worked with a client the other day who hated going out as a child on her father's milk round to deliver the milk, hated getting up early in the morning with her brothers and going out and doing that. But she loved, after they'd done the milk round, counting the money. And guess what she does?
Just finance expert, banking.
Yeah, she's an accountant.
No, so, oh, wow.
So, you know, it's really, really interesting. So if I go back to my background, you asked me to give people a little bit of a background for me. I go back to when I was about 8 years old, and I had a teacher come to me and tell me that I was really struggling with learning English and learning how to read and write, and I was really finding it difficult to remember things and to really grasp it the way that it was being taught. And he said to me, and it might sound a little bit nasty, he said, look, you're never going to be able to learn to read or write the way all the other kids do, and I think you've got something called word blindness, which in those days is dyslexia. Which sounds like a mean thing for a teacher to say to an eight-year-old, but in fact he was a very good teacher.
Don't say you can't to Lauren Clement. He knew
like
you
a
well.
To a bull. Absolutely, I'll prove you wrong. So he helped me to really get to grips with my dyslexia, and even today, if I have to try and spell a word that I struggle with, and there's quite a few of them, I have to close my eyes and see a picture of the word in my brain. And if anyone's listening who has dyslexia or has a child who has dyslexia, it's a difficult way to explain it, but you'll know what I mean, that you have to form the shape of the word and hold on to that and remember it, rather than doing it like everybody else does. So that was sort of a little disability that I had, but it became my greatest asset because as I threw myself into reading, and I was reading lots of novels to try and build my vocabulary and remember what these words looked like, and I built a massive vocabulary of words in my brain. I also loved drawing and painting, and I was very creative, and I just loved, and I knew, like you said, Margarita, I knew I wanted to be some sort of a creator, either graphic design or something. I needed to create. And here I am, I'm now an award-winning personal branding specialist. So I create brands all the time. And I used that disability of dyslexia from all those years ago to become a really well-respected brand manager, because I could look at a brand and tell people within seconds whether it was the wrong color, the wrong shape, the wrong size, it was last year's tagline. And I would get people, when I worked in world-leading advertising agencies, Saatchi and Saatchi, Ogilvy and Mather and Clemenger's and so on, they'd come to me and they'd put it in front of me and say, Lauren, is this right? I'd be like the last litmus test before it went and got printed or published or whatever. So it became my greatest asset, brand management, being able to really instinctively see how a brand works. And since then, I've gone on and studied a bit of neurobranding, which is really exciting. It's how the brain sees brands, and the brain sees brands with emotion and memory. So we're going to be talking a lot about that today and really figuring out what it is about your personal brand that makes people feel a certain way and how you want to make people feel whenever they're interacting with you, with your brand, and with your business.
Yeah, well, it's a great saying, isn't there, that people won't remember what you do, but they will remember how you made them feel.
Absolutely.
And this is exactly where you're coming from, isn't it? Because I know you and I have discussed this before, is that there's a lot of polarizing information on two ends of the spectrum about branding. There are people out there who say it's not important, don't bother with it, and yet, you know, there's so many people doing so many amazing things out there. How do you stand out from everybody else? Now, you can, I mean, there are some people in the world who have branded their name, but people are less likely to remember your name than they are to remember a personal brand. Like, I mean, let's look at Coca-Cola or Kleenex. I mean, I know in Australia, and I've spoken to people in the States who said, we don't necessarily say tissues. We don't necessarily say, do you want a tissue? Quite often we'll say, do you want a Kleenex? We talk about the brand, not the product.
Absolutely. So you've had on a few things there, Margarita, and it was Maya Angelou who was amazing, and she said that people will forget what you said and what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. And I guess that's the real potency of a brand, is that it's there's certain things that go on physiologically with the human brain and our ability to connect with brands. And it is about memory and emotion. And that's why branding can be so powerful, is if you want to, first of all, stand out from the rest, as you say, Margarita, especially in the wellness and well-being and personal development industry, there's so many people in the coaching phase or in the, you know, in that whole sphere that people could go to. And when you're selling a service rather than a tangible product, it's really hard to explain what it is that you do and why someone should choose you. And that's where the brand power comes in, because it can do the talking for you. It can create an emotion and it can stick in people's memory and become recognized without having to go to the extent, as you said before, of branding yourself with your name. So everybody knows, you know, a Posh and Becks. They all know the Beckham brand, and there's been some interesting stuff with their brand just recently. We all know Richard Branson's brand and Oprah Winfrey. But they've had to spend a huge amount of effort and time and money and just years and years of huge involvement in building their personal brand. How do you do it if you're John Smith or Jane Doe? You know, it's really quite
tricky. They are the person behind the brand, are they? I mean, Richard Branson didn't come out branding himself as Richard Branson. He is Virgin. And then from the Virgin brand, he is the man behind the brand. And because he loves the limelight and he loves excitement and he loves to be the front man for his brand, but he wasn't the brand in the beginning.
No, absolutely. And it's quite interesting. A lot of people ask me that very question. What's the difference between personal branding and branding a business? And in reality, it's not a lot of difference. The only difference is that I find with personal branding, you can become far more authentic with what you're doing, and you can really live your brand with confidence. And it rolls into the emotion and everything you generate, the culture with your brand. So Virgin's a really good example of that. So I was speaking to people the other day in the well-being industry, and one of the questions they had was, but hang on a minute, why you're going to tell me I need to choose one thing, aren't you? And I said, well, yes, I am. I'm going to tell you that in order to stand out and be remembered and be respected and have lots of people referring others to you, you need to be known for doing one thing really well. And when it comes to the well-being industry, that's really hard because you've got all these different modalities. You talked before, Margaret, you've got sound healing and EFT and you do coaching and all these fabulous things that you do. But that's just what you do. That's how you deliver your talents and your gifts. Your personal brand and your business brand is all about how do you want to make people feel? How do you want to connect and engage with them and have them come back to you and refer people to you and say to people, you know what you need to do? You need to go and see Margarita because this, because she does this, because she makes you feel like this, because, and giving them that brand communication. So yes, it becomes tricky when you try to do everything for everyone. And if you go back to Virgin, what do Virgin do? They do trains, they do planes, they do credit cards, they do resorts, and they do all sorts of different things that they have in their whole brand stable, if you like, under that umbrella brand of Virgin. So you can still do Pilates and aromatherapy and oils and whatever it is, you know, coaching or whatever. You can have all of that all going on under one umbrella brand, just like Virgin. But let me ask you this. What's the main emotion that you get from the Virgin brand?
Well, I would say for me, their whole thing is about the customer experience. So you feel like a VIP, well, at least I do, when I go with Virgin. And I don't necessarily get that. One of our premier airlines here in Australia, you know, and you pay a lot more for tickets with them. I'm not going to say who they are, but I've not experienced the same VIP kind of feeling with our premier brand in Australia as I have with Virgin.
Yep, absolutely.
Which is like a budget brand.
Yeah, exactly. So I encourage people, here's another tip for people, is to find your one word. How do you want to make people feel when they interact with you and with your brand, whether that's on a website or event or a radio program or whatever it is, or you're coaching or when you're speaking, what's the one major emotion you'd like them to feel, to take away from that experience? And then when you've done that, what's your one word? What's the one word that you can use to encapsulate everything to do with your brand? And with Virgin, it's fun. Like you say, they make the customer experience nice. They just make it fun for you. It's not difficult. It's, you know, that, and if you think about it, Richard Branson, who interestingly enough, actually doesn't like the limelight that much. He's quite shy and he hates public speaking, but he's fun. He's Mr. Yes. I spoke to Richard Branson years and years ago when I was a young person working in real estate in England, and I had a couple of big manor houses that I had to sell, and I didn't know who Richard Branson was, and I rang him and I asked to speak to Richard, and I got on the phone to him. So,
absolutely,
he's missing. Yeah, we had a nice little conversation. But he was just whatever is, you know, he just has no, and like you say, it almost oozes from him, the sense of adventure and fun, and don't panic and don't worry about it, just go and do it. So you get that from the Virgin brand. So your personal brand drives your business brand. Does that make sense? That your culture and everything you live comes through what you do.
Absolutely. And I'll actually add my little story. I said at the beginning I was going to share my story because I think this is for me anyway, and I hope the listeners can kind of relate to it and understand where this is going. But so just very quickly, a couple of years ago, I was branded the Conscious Wealth Institute, and Laura and I were friends, and she sort of kept saying to me, are you sure that that's the right brand for you? And I was very attached to my brand. I loved the Conscious Wealth Institute, and I'd put so much content out there. I had a great tribe with the Conscious Wealth Institute, but I got stuck. And the brand wasn't really going anywhere. And anyway, I hit a wall. I just hit a wall and just went, I don't know what to do. So, and then the universe provided, because I had this, I'm not going to tell you the conversation, but it was a weird conversation, and where this guy brought up the name Pitbull Coaching in relation to me because he saw me in action. And I went, there's part of me that really resisted it because I'm a light worker. I'm supposed to be all soft and fluffy. And that's kind of what the Conscious Wealth Institute brand was. It was all about, you know, the divine and all this kind of stuff, which I believe in, absolutely. But there was just really something missing for me, and that was what the problem was there was a real piece missing. So when I came to you, Lauren, and mentioned this conversation kind of offhand about Pitbull Coaching, you just went, I love it. The cheeky monkey in you came out and said, I love it. So you held my hand, you helped me to grieve over let going the Conscious Wealth Institute and launch Pitbull and Pitbull Mindset. And what happened for me was, in owning the brand, which wasn't easy for me, it took me 3 months to really step into that, I could be all of me. Whereas with the Conscious Wealth Institute, which when I used to say that name, people would just glaze over. Like there was no impact, there was no connection, and it's because I wasn't connected with the brand and me at the same time. But with Pitbull, because I confront people on their crap, I don't let them wallow in their stuff. I can hold space for them and be empathetic. I'm a great empath and be empathetic when they need it. But I'm not about to just hold their hand and tell them it's going to be okay. I want to get through their stuff and get through it fast. And I will just not, I will not let them use excuses. And that's what Pitbull is all about. It's about getting the job done. And then that liberated me. Stepping into that brand really liberated me. I could stand in front of an audience and just deliver. I didn't have to try to be this one-dimensional, fluffy light worker that I thought I was meant to be. I could be a light worker, but I could be confronting. I could be polarizing. I could be challenging under the Pitbull brand, which I didn't feel free to do under the Conscious Wealth Institute. So what's your side of the story about all of that and how you see that play out with other clients?
I love your story, Margarita, and I use it a lot, actually, because people really, and I'm sure the people listening today are thinking, oh, my goodness, the difference, the polar opposites of Conscious Wealth Institute and Pitbull. And can you see how the emotion with the brand is so different? And the impact of the brand is different. I guess the nicest thing about what I've seen with you is exactly what you're talking about, Margarita, is you've been able to step into your brand and not have to forgive yourself or excuse yourself for being who you are. And instead of that, you've stepped into a period of power where you're able to call people on their bullshit. And I'm sorry, but you're going to get some of those from me. But to call people on the stuff they're making up, the excuses that they make, and saying, look, just like a pit bull, I'm not going to let you, I'm not going to let go of this. I'm not going to let you decide that your life can be made of excuses and you can live a half life. I'm actually going to call you on that, ask you to confront it and get rid of it so that you can move on and be a better person and a bigger person and do what you're supposed to be doing and step into the light. So, and it's been lovely to see that happen with you. We had a similar one, again, with that fabulous woman who loved counting the money after the milk run, who became an accountant. And now she's become, interestingly enough, she's become a business mentor for people in the wellness industry, which is really interesting because she never knew she'd go that way, and she's actually really, really engaged with it. But she used to call herself Equilibrium Consulting. And every time I spoke with her, she, again, like you, was quite confrontational. She was, she was very, very set and this is what needed to happen with business. And you could tell there was this bubbling passion for the wellness industry and seeing so many businesses really struggle with that whole idea of time for money mentality and just not enough hours in the day. And I have to have X number of clients and I have to do X number of massages a day or X number of treatments a week in order to live and survive. And her whole passion was for taking people away from that time for money thing and start to think about earning money from your expertise, being valued and worthy for what your expertise and your knowledge is, turning knowledge and wisdom into wealth. So we rebranded her and she's become Wildfire Consulting.
Ooh,
now, she talks about, she comes into a business just like a wildfire and she burns away that old thinking, that old mentality that's keeping you stuck where you are, exchanging your time for money into thinking about the value of your wisdom and charging for your wisdom and your knowledge and your expertise rather than charging for your time. And it brings her out.
Equilibrium to Wildfire. Wow.
Wildfire. Like Conscious Wealth Institute to Pitbull.
To Pitbull,
so now she can call people out. She can say, look, if you're happy to live a life where all you're doing is driving yourself into the ground, even though you know you've got this amazing technique and passion and healing and all these things that you've got going for you, then that's fine. Stay where you are, you know. But if you really want to create an impact and see your business grow and reach more people, then you need to think about Wildfire Consulting, burning away the old thinking and giving you some new life and breathing life into your business, which is exactly what a wildfire does. The earth actually needs wildfires for that new shoots of growth to come through. So,
absolutely,
it's interesting.
And what I also want to just mention is that you don't just take people's brands and change them. You also work with people with their current brand, don't you? Because that's a common misconception with a branding expert is, oh, my God, they're going to take my old brand, they're going to change it. These are two stories where that has happened, but that's not necessarily the case. You do help people to expand their personal brand, don't you?
Absolutely. And it's funny, actually, Margarita, because you've picked up again something I probably should be talking about more often, because it is a fear that I'm going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But there's a lot of times when I talk to people and they throw their business card at me very early on and say, what do you think of my brand? What do you think of my colours? Should I change it? And I go, well, look, until we've really started working together on what you want to be well-known, well-paid and wanted for, what the impact is that you want to make on the world and what your purpose is, and we go about finding your single-minded purpose, I can't tell you whether your brand's going to change. And in fact, just like you did and just like Diane did with her wildfire branding, I said to both of you, I think at the time, look, you can stick with it, that's fine, and we can work on other things, but you might get to a point where you go, actually, Lauren, I need to change. So we won't know that until we get through it. And I'm working with another amazing woman, and her business is called Profit Smart. And I looked at her branding, and I said, I can't see anything wrong with it. Same as I did with yours, and same as I did with Dye's. I said, but we won't know. We won't know until we've discovered what your real personal brand is. And then we can decide whether we stick with it or not. And there's been probably, I would say, Margarita, it's probably a very small percentage, actually, where I've absolutely helped somebody transform their brand from one thing to another. Majority keep the same name. They just look at the colours and the culture and the emotions and the taglines and the content that they produce. And they evolve that and they stick with it. We had a couple that have changed, but majority of them keep the same branding or brand name, and they just evolve into something that really stands out.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually something that you mentioned there, the culture of a brand. And this is so important. So many people don't understand the impact the culture of a brand has. I'm actually working with a client at the moment, and he's just become a client, and he told me all about everything that's going on in his business. And I just went, holy dooly, what are your values? And he's brilliant, but he's got a whole heap of challenges that are happening with his personnel and with procedures that are happening. And I said, what are your core values? What is the culture? Because this culture is not going to serve you. If you want, he's currently doing over $1 million and he could do way more, but he's got to look at the culture of his brand. And he looked at me and he went, oh my God, you're right. He said, I don't even know what the culture or the of my brand is. And whereas opposed to another company that I worked with, it was actually an accounting group that I worked with, and they have their values very, very clearly defined, very clearly stated on their website. And I worked with a group of their employees, and I said, so when you look, we were working on their personal values, and I said, okay, so you've now listed your personal values. Have a look at your company's values. How many of those do you resonate with? And pretty much all of their values resonated with the values of the company. And there's a perfect match. If you don't have that kind of match with the culture and the personnel and the customers, if your customers don't fit with your culture, then there's just a mismatch. You're not going to enjoy working with those people. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes it really hard. It's funny, there's a myth, I believe, that people are out there thinking, you know, the number one thing I could do with to really get my business going is I need to learn marketing. And I really don't believe that you need to learn marketing. I think you can trust your instinct a lot more than thinking you've got to go out and learn all the stuff about social media and content. And all. It's great to have that knowledge. I've got a dance diploma in marketing management, but I don't think businesses actually need to learn marketing. I agree with you, Margaret. They need to learn about their brand. They need to build a culture within their brand, and then when you've got that, marketing becomes instinctive. You automatically know what sort of people you want to attract to your business, where they are, what channels to use to reach them, what content's going to engage with them, and you just do it by instinct. But you first of all have to figure out what I want to be well-known, well-paid and wanted for. And the big issue we get, and it's quite funny, you talk about brand culture. I can remember when I worked at Saatchi & Saatchi's, we could tell whenever a new person came on board, and it was a big agency, it was huge, it was at the top of their game when I worked with them, and a person would come on board, either a creative or a copywriter or somebody would arrive as a new staff member, we could tell within a day whether they were going to stay or not. And it wasn't that the environment was hostile, it was that the culture was so strong, you could almost taste it when you worked there. Mm. That people just instantly either loved it and fitted in and stayed there forever, or they just felt like it wasn't really their place to be and they moved on. And that's what you want with your brand. You want people to instantly self-select and say, yes, this is the person I want to work with. Otherwise, you end up working with tire kickers, people who just ask you for free consultations, and then when you say to them, hey, now what, we're into the program, it's going to cost X amount, they run for the hills. There's a real, as you say, an incongruence between a brand culture and trying to sell your services if it's not all tied in together. And you end up doing what I call waste and marketing, waste of flipping time and money. And you attract the wrong people, and you feel like you're working through treacle, one step forward, three steps back. So very quickly, because I want to give people today some action steps. It's fabulous to listen to these interviews, and I love talking with you, Margarita, and talking with lots of people about how you can really create a massive impact with your personal brand and give you that clarity and direction you need just to naturally attract the right people to your business. And as you said before, to stop it being so hard, just to do it with ease. So very quickly, I'll give you a couple of quick action steps. You'll need to think about originally the 101 basic foundations of personal branding are the three R's, which is recognition, reputation, and respect. So if you think about those three things, what do you want to be recognized for? You know how you can be walking down the road and you can see someone like way down the road and you know who they are by the way they walk. You can or you hear a voice in the supermarket or at a meeting and an event, or you're going networking somewhere, you hear a voice, you know instantly who they are. So really think about, with your branding and with who you are, what do you want to be recognized for in your industry? The number one light worker, the leading specialist to do with diabetes, the number one business coach who deals with businesses that need to be turned around. I mean, you need to really think about, what do I want to be recognized for? My expertise, and I talk about expertise as being the thing you do with ease that other people find difficult. And if you have a natural gift and talent, like we talked about your natural talent, Margarita, in terms of healing, you've probably been using healing for so many years that you've forgotten that you know how to do that. And there's a massive number of people on the face of the planet who have no idea, wouldn't even know how to start in terms of healing. But and you've, because you've been doing it for so long. So really think about, what's the thing you do with ease that other people find difficult that you want to be recognized for in your industry? Respected is obvious. What do you want to be respected for? And that's all about other people telling other people how good you are. It's third party endorsement. It's getting referrals. Word of mouth is by far the best form of marketing. It's free. It's other people giving you their endorsement, and it's like a ripple effect. You get somebody's uncle's cousin's brother says, hey, go to this person. So in terms of what you want to be respected for, think about what words you want people to use when they refer you. Because if you don't fill in the blanks, if you don't give that information to people and say, look, this is what I'm respected for, I'm a respected this, this, and this, they are going to make it up themselves. And you want your reputation in the marketplace to be what you want it to be, not what other people are making it. And one quick tip there, if you're not sure what you want to be respected for or what you want people to say about you, ask your clients. Just say to your clients, what was it that I did for you? What was the outcome? What was the transformation that took place? And it's a really good way of nailing your reputation in the market. And the last one's respect. Really think about what you want to be respected for. I talk a lot about the Queen of England in this one, because she once said, I have to be seen to be believed. People don't realize she's a real person. Do you know what I mean? She's got this massive amount of, and the royal family's made their own fair share of stuff ups over the years, but they're respected. And people are respected because they have a level of integrity, they're authentic, they're the real McCoy. So really think about what you want to be respected for. What's your authentic brand? What's the number one thing that you want to become trusted for? Someone that you can turn to, and you know you're going to get that from them every single time you deal with their brand. So think about the three R's and how you, that's the fundamental 101 level of personal branding, is getting those right.
So the three R's are recognition, reputation, and respect.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what about, you talk a lot about finding your true north. So how do you find, what is your true north, and how do you find that and package your many skills and talents into one powerful personal brand that is easy to recognize and respected?
Oh, I could answer that question about 5 seconds flat. God, that would be easy, wouldn't it? This is the interesting thing, Margaret. I will share that, absolutely. But I also need to let people know that it took me 4 years to develop my personal brand. 4 years. And I got it all wrong. I rebranded myself. I moved countries and I got out of the advertising industry because it was a young person's game, really, and I had a fabulous daughter I wanted to spend more time with. And I opened my own consultancy and I went down the track of branding myself. It was very Top Gun. And in fact, the font we used was called Top Gun, and it had these wings, and it had the Brand Academy, and it was all about flight school, and it was just full on. It was lots of fun and very exciting. But when I came and worked with a mentor who asked me that simple question, so are you a pilot? Do you fly? Have you been in the Air Force? And I went, no, I have no idea. I love flying. I love traveling, but no idea about how to fly a plane. And he said, well, it's not really authentic, then, is it? And it really came home to me. I mean, I was 2 years into building my brand at that stage, and I had to crash and burn. I had to burn everything. I had to go right back and go through that grief process, same as what you did, Margarita. And I had a whole online course made. I had so much done, and I realized it wasn't honest. It didn't have that integrity. So we rebranded. We rebranded the Ultimate Business Propeller. We kept the name, but we went back to our clients, went back to our roots, and we looked at what was the background and what really led us to what we're doing. And asking my clients, what was it that I did for you? And they came back every single time with, you just made it so clear for me. You really gave me the right direction. Rather than me feeling like I was going off in all directions and trying to be everything to everyone, you gave me that clarity. And I went back to my childhood, and I grew up in the country, and we grew up in the bush, and we used to help people who'd gotten into the bush and managed to get themselves lost. And so we had a really good background in terms of understanding, just good skills in terms of getting the right direction. And we talk about using a map and compass. And a map basically will tell you where stuff is. It'll tell you where your clients are, where they go, what channels to use, where your competition is, where the opportunities are, the events, the media, all of that you can use to grow your. So a map is like a marketing action plan that's there. But if you just have a map, if you're lost, a map is totally useless, because if you don't know where you are, you might as well burn it and use it as a fire. So hopeless if you just use a map. If you just go out there, you end up doing that waft and marketing. You could, of course, take a compass with you. And in business, it's very easy to get lost and just very, very confusing with, you've got to have Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook, and you've got to be podcasting, and all, it's just too much going on. So a brand is like a compass for your business. And it keeps you pointing in a particular direction. No matter what comes across your desk or what opportunities might come your way, if you've got that brand compass sitting there, you can decide very quickly whether it's going to work for you or not, and whether it's just going to distract you and lead you astray, or whether you're going to keep on direction. Because it's going to take at least 3 years of building your brand to get to the point where you have masses of referrals, people contacting you to do interviews on media and write for publications and do extraordinary things without you even knowing who they are, and getting that level of a brand awareness. So you need to make sure you choose your direction wisely. But again, having a compass on its own, totally hopeless. Again, if you're lost, what does a compass do? It just points you at north. It doesn't tell you which direction you need to go in, just tells you where north is. So what you've really got to do is put the two of them together. Have a marketing action plan, know what it is you want to do, but first of all, get your compass, get your brand compass working to find your true north, to really set you in the right direction. And then you can look at your marketing action plan and go, right, we need to go here. This is the people I want to attract to my business. This is how I'm going to reach them. This is what I'm going to do to elevate my brand. And you choose to invest your time and money in the right things. So going back to that true north and helping people do that, so that's why, it's the background around a true north. Let's quickly do it for people, and you might want to make a note of this if you've got a pen and paper handy, certainly not if you're driving again. Keep your eyes on the road, or pull over to the side of the road. If you're, everyone listens to podcasts when they're commuting, Margarita, so you might be on the train or on the bus or whatever, and you're madly scribbling the stuff down. So on a piece of paper in front of you, you might want to just draw a compass, which is really simple. It's just crosshairs at the top N for north, bottom S for south, west on the left, and east on the right. So we start at west, and we talk about west being your what. And this is really easy for you to do. What do you do? And for everybody in the industry that you're in, you can talk about, I do healing, I do EFT, I do Pilates, I do mindfulness, I do abundance coaching, I do accounting, I do business coaching. You can put that in there. You can certainly fill that West side up really easily. The question I'd ask you to go even deeper with in West is, what's the problem that you solve? Because all of a sudden that becomes more about the outcome that you deliver than what you actually do. Yeah. So put all those things in there, all that stuff you do, but what's the outcome? What is the problem that you solve? So you have all this healing, but what does it really do? What does it achieve for people? So really think about what's the problem that you solve.
I had a mentor who once said to me, don't tell people the weird shit you do, just tell people what they're going to get out of it.
Absolutely.
That's all they care about. They don't care how you get them there. They just care that you can get them there. That's it, bottom line.
Absolutely. It's the with them. What's in it for me? So, So think about that in west. Quickly, we'll go over to east. And it takes a lot longer than what we're doing because we don't have a lot of time in the interview today. But over to east. East is about execution. East is the how. Now, there will be a particular way that you deliver your services that other people don't do. And again, you've probably been doing it for far too long to think about it. But even if you, in this instance, start to think about the process that you take people through, and even if you number it out. So first of all, they get in touch with me and I offer them an opportunity to talk with me, a consultation or whatever else, to find out what's going on in their life. Secondly, we have that time together. I ask them a set of questions. Thirdly, I write a report or I work out what it is that they need and we set a plan for how we're going to deal with it. Fourthly, I organise the first session with me. Then fifth is this. And so work down that process of how you help people and the execution that you're taking through. Now, when you've done that, go back through it and really think about what the steps are that you take people through. I once worked with a guy who was a video specialist. He used to video business people for their Facebook page and their websites and things, and they all struggled with the fact that they stressed out in front of the camera, they didn't know what to say, they felt uncomfortable and so on. And he was really good. And we did this with him, and he got to, I think, number 21 before he even picked up a video camera. And I said to him,
wow.
So you're out there marketing yourself as a video specialist, whereas you've got 21 steps before you even do that. What you're really good at is finding people's story and making them relax and enabling them to tell it in front of the camera with ease. And that's how he started pitching it. And he called himself Impression Pictures. And it was all about creating a good first impression. And that's what these people wanted to do. So really think about your unique way of delivering your services, because there'll be something in there, there'll be a step in there that you go, hang on a minute, I'd forgotten that I do it that way. This is something quite unique and nobody else does it this way. So really think about using that to promote your brand and that as your uniqueness, your DNA. Quickly, we'll go to south and just draw a line through the S and turn it into a dollar sign, because south is all about your value. It's
like
really
that.
Simple. Yeah, it's really simple, but it's all about your value. Earning money for what you do is just an outcome of running a business. Yes, it's the reason you have a business is to earn money. Yes, you can support yourself and so on, but that's just the outcome of what you do. What's the real value that you deliver above and beyond what people pay for? So think about the transformation that takes place. Think back to some case studies you might have with your clients of where they were before you started working with them and where they've ended up being and what's changed and how it's affected their life. I talk about it as being your trust currency, that when you're selling a service especially, there's a lot of trust required, that people have got to trust that you're going to deliver on what you're promising. So you need to talk about the outcome. You need to talk about the transformation that's going to take place. It's called transformational marketing, and fast-moving consumer goods do it really well. You know, you brush your teeth with Colgate and whammo, you've got a good-looking boyfriend. You know, you drink Coca-Cola and you've got a party in your backyard. You know, so they talk about the transformation. They don't talk about the product.
Yeah.
So really think about your value, what you really deliver to people, how you change people's lives. And then lastly, go to north. And north is all about your true north. This is your purpose, your why, your reason for being. Why are you so passionate about doing what you do? What makes you really driven to keep doing this? And even think about what really annoys you about the industry that you're in. Is it that people are being mistreated? Is it that people are going to the doctor and being told they need to take these awful tablets and drugs and they don't really have to? Is it that they are running their businesses into the ground and they have no sense of self-confidence and not charging what they're worth? You know, what really drives you? What makes you passionate about what you do? Simon Sinek talks about finding your why. And if you want to go and have a look at Simon Sinek, he does a great thing called the Golden Circle, where very few brands talk about their why. They talk about what they do and how they do it, but they don't tell people why they're so passionate about it. And he talks about people believe what you believe. They buy what you do and how you transform people's lives. They buy your passion and your confidence. They don't buy your list of 14 different things that you have on your resume or the fact you do Pilates or shiatsu or whatever. They buy your belief.
So, I'm just thinking about that. We talked about Kleenex before, and I'm just thinking about the Kleenex ads. My favourite Kleenex ads were with the Labrador puppy who would come in and get into the toilet paper and run the toilet paper all around the house, or, you know, or there would be boxes, there would be tissues everywhere around this little puppy. And what the hell has a puppy got to do with tissues and toilet paper? But it was them, yeah, it was their brand awareness And
yep.
It's so clever. So clever.
Absolutely. And that whole impression that if you use the Kleenex toilet paper, it's soft, it's nice, it's comfortable, it's not harsh and horrible. And do you know what I mean? There's that lovely feeling of it being part of your family, which for toilet roll is ridiculous, but their brand managed to make it part of your family. So,
wipe your backside, is it?
So, I mean, lots of these brands have lots of huge budgets to go and do brand. Those are brand awareness ads, positioning ads. A simpler way for you to do it, and it's interesting, Magali, we've been talking about this just recently, is to grow a tribe, grow a community. And I know a lot of people struggle with this, especially in the wellness and the well-being and the self-development industry, with charging for what you do. And you feel like you just want to help people. And then all of a sudden you've got to ask them for money, and it feels like you're doing this whole bait and switch thing. So to build a brand, one really good tip to build your brand if you're in that industry is to build a community and to say to them, look, I'm building this community. I'm giving of you what I can in the time we have together, whether that's a weekly webinar or some free videos or some blog posts or articles, whatever it is you give them. And you say to them, I can only give you a small percentage of what I do because I have this business over here that I'm working on, but I'm here to help you. And if you want more, all the stuff's in there for you to help you do it yourself and to give that to you. But if you really want more and you want to create an impact and you want to do it faster and you really want to stand out for what you're doing in your industry and be someone of importance and influence lots of people positively, I have this program over here. And I work with you and it costs X amount of money. And if you want to do it, I'm here for you to do that. And it takes away that whole elephant in the room of they're only giving me this free stuff because later on they're going to ask me to pay for something.
Yeah, so it's stated up front, yeah.
And you do this really well, Margaret. You've got an amazing community who love everything that you do. And I've seen them get amazing results from what you give them for free. Imagine what they would do if they were in your program, getting one-to-one coaching with you. It would be extraordinary. So
I see it all the time. It really lifts the bar for the outcomes that they get. They can get some transformation doing it on their own, but working with me personally, and that's where if I'm not offering that to my tribe, then I'm doing them a disservice.
Disservice, absolutely. And not everybody will want it, and that's fine. They just want those little bits, and that's great. And those people are fantastic for your brand because they'll tell other people about you. They'll give you great feedback. They're happy to give you testimonials. They're wonderful for your brand. And you need to repay that for them and give them that help for free because of that. That's the payout, if you like, for growing a community, is that you have a tribe of people who are your raving fans. But, making sure that they know that, look, the minute that they need more, the minute that they're going, okay, I like this, I'm getting somewhere, but I want it now. I want it faster. I don't want to wait any longer. I need your help. You need to make sure you're giving them that opportunity. At every chance you get, say to them, look, if you're ready, I'm here for you, and this is the program that I have.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we've still got a few minutes left, and geez, I tell you what, you're a firecracker when you get going. And I know that we could go for the next 3 hours and you would still have so much to give people. But what is something that people can do right now to start building their personal brand? I'll just feedback to you a little bit about what I've really picked up on and heard today is recognizing what I call your core genius or your unconscious competence, so your gifts, your talents, what you do naturally. And then being able to build your personal brand gives you clarity, direction, and confidence. And those three things are priceless when you are you have a vision. That vision is great, but unless you have clarity, direction, and confidence, you're just going to be scattergun. And you were alluding to the bright shiny object artist, where we just get dragged off as entrepreneurs. It's just something that seems to happen. I'm a squirrel. It's always, oh, that looks like fun. I'll go and do that. No. Clarity, direction, confidence, and focus. So, what is that? I've fed that back to you. Is that representative? Obviously, it doesn't represent all that you do, but.
Well, it is. And I love that word focus. Follow one course until successful is what focus stands for. And it is hard. It is difficult. especially when you have so many different modalities that you can help people with. But if you think about it this way, would you rather be spending your time helping people or struggling with marketing to try to reach people? And it just doesn't make any sense. You know, you've been put on this planet with extraordinary gifts and talents that people need. And if you're going to waffle about and not get that clarity and direction to really drive your brand forwards and attract the right people to you, you're really, you know, it's just a waste of your time. So one of the things you can do is really figure out exactly who it is you want to work with, which is always really helpful, but how are you going to engage with them? What's the number one thing you can do to not just connect with people, but engage? And there's a funny saying, you know, everyone's talking about content being king at the moment. You've got lots of content out there, get videos out there, blog posts, and content, content, content. Now, if content is king, I believe engagement is the queen of hearts. So it's all very well to get out there with lots of content, but if it's not relevant and you're not really engaging with people, you're really wasting your time. So there's actually a free video tutorial that I've recorded, and you can get it on ultimatebusinesspropeller.com and click on Get Started Here, and you'll find it there. It's part of the Brand Magnet program, but it's a free video tutorial. It's not very long. It's only about, I think it's about 10 or 15 minutes long, but it goes through a really simple step that you can use to start naturally attracting the right sort of people to your business, but more importantly, how you can engage with them really quickly and get them asking you for more information. Because that's all you want to do initially with your marketing and with your branding is create an interest and then create an intrigue so that they say, I need more. How do you do that? Can you help me? So there's a free video tutorial on there, ultimatebusinesspropeller.com. Click on Get Started Now and you'll find it in there under Brand Magnet. It's not very long, but it's a really, really simple thing that you can do to start engaging with people and start connecting with the heart rather than thinking you've got to sell to people.
So it's ultimatebusinesspropeller.com. And what do they click on?
Click on Get Started Now or Get Started. I think it's just Get Started. And then you'll find it in there. And it's for free. So you click on it and away you go. Put your email in and you get a link and you can get hold of it and watch it.
And then if they want to work with you personally, then your details are going to be, obviously they'll get an email from you and your details will be there. And
yeah, they will. And on that same Get Started page, the program I have, the award-winning program is called the Authority Rocket. And there's a couple of different levels in there depending on what you need. I have a new program out called Maximum Velocity, which is really cool. It's going as fast as you can to build your brand. And it's a 9-week guided training with me with only 5 people. I'm full at the moment. The next one I think launches in March. But I work with you on your brand to go through your true north, your single-minded purpose, your target audience, where you're going to position yourself in the marketplace. And then at the end of it, we come up with what your number one painkiller is going to be, if you like, the one thing that people want that you could have as a download that's going to help you grow your community and grow your database, and we work on that together as well.
And look, I cannot recommend working with Lauren enough. She really is a genius in this space and will help you. What the greatest thing that it was when I launched my new brand Pitbull was it really liberated me. It liberated me to allow myself to be much more powerful, and my one word is greatness. So I not only was able to step into my greatness, I help others to step into theirs. And that is priceless for having the impact that I ultimately want to have in the world. There's also, you have a book. If you want to, we've just got a few seconds. So if you quickly want to mention your book.
Yes, Selling You. It's a guidebook for personal branding and it's available on Amazon. You can type in my name, Lauren Clement, or Selling You, and you'll find it on there.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much, Lauren, and thank you, listeners, for being with us today. It has been so exciting, jam-packed. We've gone a little bit over time, but it's just, you always have so much to share. I love speaking with you, and it's been wonderful working with you as well on my personal brand. So if you've enjoyed today, listeners, then please tune in a fortnight's time where I will have another really amazing expert to help you in to really empower you and to have a profitable business to be the best that you can possibly be. This is what this show is all about, is helping you to be the best that you can possibly be and get the results that you want.
So I hope to see you all on back on the radio show in a fortnight's time. Stay tuned. Thank you again, Lauren, so much. If anybody wants to work with Lauren, it's ultimatebusinesspropeller.com. And I will no doubt see you very soon, Cheeky Monkey.
Thank you so much, Margaret. It's been an absolute blast.
All right. Take care, everybody. I'll see you again on Pitbull Empowerment next fortnight. Bye for now.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire.